Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with Carrie Sagal from the Sitka School District. Carrie, thanks for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's fun to have you here because we're here to talk about some fun things going on.
Fun things.
On.
Absolutely yeah. Fun things. We're here to talk about the Sitka Family Challenge, which is ongoing and happens in April, May, and June. And the whole idea is it's a slate of free and fun family activities available for free to the community of Sitka. And it's not new activities necessarily, although there are always a few new ones, but it's kind of coordinating all the things that happen in Sitka. Okay. Under one umbrella.
Okay, yeah. So give us a taste of what that means. So there are events that are kind of already maybe being put on by other organizations.
Yes. Let me tell you about how we kicked it off. Great. It was so much fun. And this is an example of just like different organizations. But it started on April 1st with Where's Waldo? And thank you, Emblem Club. Thank you, Old Harbor, for making Where's Waldo happen. And so we hired a couple Waldos. And for an hour, they went around the city of Sitka being pursued by children. And if the children caught the Waldos, they got a coupon for a free Where's Waldo book at Old Harbor. And furthermore, if they dressed as Waldo, they got a coupon for a free hot chocolate at the back door. And Ashia just opened up that back door and served all the little tiny, even baby Waldos had hot chocolate. So that was a kickoff event, which led people to the library for the library's 100th year, which was filled with children. Now, were any of those people registered for the Sitka Family Challenge? I don't know. The events go on anyway. You can attend the events anyway, but there is a real benefit to registering. Again, we keep you informed. You're eligible for prizes. And then we do like to survey people at the end to see how was their experience in the challenge.
Okay, so if you want to be part of the Sitka Family Challenge, you have to register. So
yes, to be in the challenge, but of course not to participate in these events. But go to www.sitkakids.com, a website. Or maybe you're familiar with Sitka Kids on Facebook. There's a portal there. The top pinned post will take you to the challenge. So you can register there. There is a real advantage. We give out $25, $50, $100 gift certificates throughout the challenge. And we also encourage people to post pics of the challenge on the Facebook page.
So, and how are the prizes, these kind of substantial prizes, random or are they about being?
They're always raffles.
Okay.
So we're looking at the people who register. That's one way into the challenge. If you post pictures on the Facebook page, we also consider you part of the challenge. So those are the ways you can get into raffling. Or we do have a couple hashtags that if you post on your own media, and I'll have to pull those up, that you can also be eligible for these prizes.
Okay, so registering to the Sitka Family Challenge, the benefits are that it gets you in the loop about when these events are happening. And then it also gets you potentially some prizes throughout this kind of spring, summer season,
yes.
April, May, June. And these events, though, will go on regardless of whether you're registered, and the events are free. And so people can come to those as part of the Family Challenge or not.
Yes.
Okay.
You've got it exactly.
Okay, great. Well, it's kind of fabulous because you can participate at whatever level is good for you and easy for you. And then being registered in the Sitka Family Challenge has these benefits for sure.
Yes. And if you go to sitkakids.com, you can also pull up the calendar, which is in progress. You know, we're reaching out to agencies, and any agency who has something happening in April, May, and June, go to sitkakids.com and find out information there, how to register and get your event on the calendar. But upcoming.
Yeah.
Oh, I have some sad news. Okay. The free toddler time set for this Saturday, April 15th, is being put off to the 29th.
Okay.
It's held at Blatchley, and when Blatchley has visiting teams come in, sometimes they have precedence.
Okay.
So the toddler time has to move to the 29th.
Still happening.
And we should have toddler times in May and June also. But here, put this on your calendars. If you have small ones, April 20th, Sitka Imagination Library is putting on A is for April. It's going to be activities. I think of it as a Lollapalooza because there are just going to be stations and food and books.
Where will this be?
Harrigan Centennial Hall from 10:30 to 12 p.m. And it's for Sitka Imagination Library families and anybody who has children 0 to 5. And, you know, since the pandemic, the 0 to 5 activities have been a lot slower coming back. So it's good to see organizations like Sitka Imagination Library taking up the slack.
And is this toddler time kind of a nod to there used to be a regular kind of time that babies could go and play? Is that sort of trying to fill in that gap?
We are working to bring back play groups.
Okay.
And Grace Harbor has been running one up until, I don't know, it still might be ongoing, but it's not necessarily moving on into the future.
Okay.
So I probably shouldn't.
Well, we do have the toddler time coming up on the 29th of this month. So that's one for sure. And you said that there will be more throughout these next few months.
Yes.
And then A is for April is coming up on the 20th. Anything else in April that listeners should know about? Or
I'm
going to
jump into May. Girls on the Run 5K Fun Run is on May 13. And that's going to be on the Fine Arts Campus. And Girls on the Run is a program also sort of situated under this group that brings the challenge, which is the Pathways Coalition. And it's a coalition, meaning it's a bunch of agencies who get together and realize, like, we're doing this work. How can we coordinate better? How can we have collective impact? How can we streamline things? So Pathways Coalition. But Girls on the Run, a 5K fun run, a family event. And the community is also always invited to come cheer on the children.
Okay, wonderful. Well, can you just remind us where people can go to register for the Sitka Family Challenge, which is happening now, so people should register now?
Yes, go to sitkakids.com or the Sitka Kids on Facebook.
Okay, and I'm going to put you on the spot, but should people reach out to you at all with questions?
They can always reach out to me, and my number is easy to remember. It's 752-READ. And if you know me, I'm a librarian, so that's how you can connect it all.
Perfect. Yeah. And you're the woman in the know and connected to a lot of wonderful events in Sitka. So people should reach out to you if they have an event that they want connected to this
family challenge. And the most that the agency has is that we'll ask you, how did your event go at the end? So we advertise for you, we promote for you, we encourage people to go, and then we'll ask you some questions.
I do have one final question before we part ways this morning. You mentioned that you look for feedback from the participants of the Sitka Family Challenge. What does that piece look like?
Again, it's when they register, we ask if they're willing to be surveyed. We had 72 families register last year. It's a progressive thing. We're not there yet, but we'll send out a survey. And again, it will be attached to a raffle and a prize.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you, Carrie Sagal, for coming in this morning. Any final things we should let listeners know?
No, I think you covered it. And thank you so much for having me on.
Our pleasure to have you here. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.